what's up? It's Michael Yo. You're listening to the Dana Cortez Podcast Show.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast begins now.
So we got Michael Yo in the studio. We do something every time we have a special guest here on the Dana Cortez Show. Anthony laid out.
Michael Yo, you're familiar with the great Ric Flair,
of course.
Right? Woo! So we kick off every interview with a two claps and a Ric Flair. So it's woo.
All right.
Three. All right. Here
Are
we
you
go.
Ready to do it?
3, 2, 1.
I love it.
It just sets the tone.
It does.
It sets the mood.
I'm excited now. I'm ready to body slam some people in this studio.
Before,
let's go.
We were all down and out. Now we're ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, I feel like you're Houston's hometown hero.
You know what? I love Houston. And here's what I love about Houston right now. You got Mo Amir. You got my boy Ali Sadiq.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Like, the whole Houston comedy scene is being heard right now. And it's coming up really big. And I just talked to Ali the other day. Like, yesterday, actually. I talked to him. He goes, hey, man, whatever you need in Houston, let me know. You know, it's that love, man. That's what I love about
it. And you're part of that.
Of course,
Let's be real. You're bougie now. You moved to L.A.
No.
Oh, my God.
He's in Vegas now, right?
You're in Vegas now.
I'm in Vegas now.
Yeah, but...
So I'm not bougie anymore.
But, okay.
I'm Vegas.
Back down to earth with the rest of us. But when you come to town, do you stay with family or do you get a hotel?
I stay with mom and dad.
Oh.
That's right. That's right.
I stay with mom and dad. We're on the north side, but I grew up on that south side. Because it's all about the south side. Lil Kiki, south side. It's all about that south side. The south side. Yeah, that's what I'm about right there.
God, you got everybody in the car moving right now.
I went to Dobie High School, and
really?
I got kicked off the track team my senior year with 3 months left of school, and I graduated from Clearbrook High.
Hold up.
Why'd you get kicked off the team?
Because the coach didn't like me.
Oh. No.
Yeah, the coach didn't like me, and literally, I hated him so much. I left the school with two. I graduated with a bunch of people I didn't even know. That's how much I hated that man.
What did he do to you?
He was just, man, he's the type of person that always was like, do it my way or no way. And he's the type of person, like, if you don't do it my way, you won't be successful.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, went to L.A. and got bougie?
You know, I'm sure, look, I wish him the best if he's still alive, but, you know, it's a thing.
That's wild work, bro. In the 10 years I've known you, I've never heard you dislike anybody.
It was high school, you know what I mean? I was young, dumb, and I was probably doing stupid stuff, but, man, this dude was mean.
Instead of trying to help you, he was, like, you know, pushing you down. And maybe you were bad, though, Michael.
Maybe I was bad.
You bad?
You know, I'm a lot different than in high school, you know. Now it's all coming out.
You said Southside, and I started to wonder.
You know,
I
was kind of... Michael in high school was...
I was kind of cocky in high school, but not anymore. No. I learned my lesson quick.
Otto and I are going to go. Obviously, we're married.
Yes.
You know that. We're going to go to the show Saturday night. I'm excited about it. Great, great, great date night.
Yes.
But here's my thing. When it comes to date night, do you and the wifey do that every week, every month?
Once a week, we do a show in Vegas.
Michael.
See?
We do dinner.
Uh-oh.
See?
We do everything else.
See?
You know, we have fun. I feel like once you get married, that's when your dating starts.
Thank you. You better date
Michael,
your wife.
You gotta date your wife, man.
You're flaming me up right now.
No, no. I call,
thank you. No.
Like, literally, I know it sounds cheesy, but I call my wife and ask her out on dates.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And she plays along. It's cute. You know, it's
She's like,
hey, what are you doing tomorrow night? She's like, well, you know, I'm just
Danny,
here with the kids.
Michael Yo?
House of Blues Saturday night.
Yeah, right.
Well, I think that is so important. And I literally told Jesse Watt, one of our producers, I said, you know, he exalts his wife during the comedy, you lift her up. Where does that come from, your mother and father's marriage?
Well, my parents have been married 52 years. Her parents have been married 38 years.
Wow.
So, I mean, look. We're from a great situation, and I know all situations aren't like that.
Right.
But as a person that travels all the time, the most important thing for me in my relationship is to make my wife always feel special, but especially when I'm gone. Because that's when you need to make her feel even more special so she can trust you. You know what I mean? And we have no trust issues, but I make it an effort. When I'm on the road, I even call her more to make sure she knows I'm thinking about her and the kids and everything like
that. That's the way Otto is. He'll be out DJing somewhere, and he'll call me every night.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to. It's like routine at this point.
I mean, that's the way to do it.
That's
if you want a healthy
word.
Relationship.
No,
I mean, but it's a
Michael's like, it's so amazing and romantic. It's routine.
No, I love it.
Situations are different.
Like my friends hate me because I'm so happy. You know, people hate happiness. People hate it. You know?
people ask us all the time, how do you work together? Like, how do you stand him all day? I'm like, oh my gosh, he's my best friend. What are you talking about?
No, 100%. But I couldn't work with my wife all day. I couldn't do
Michael?
That.
Why
no,
not?
I don't think I could, because we're not on the same level of work. Like, she's so just OCD. It needs to be this way. And I'm very loose. So we're perfect balance. Like, with the kids, I'm the enforcer. She's the nice person.
Right,
when it's around the house, everything's organized, and I'm the one that's messy. So
she's kinda on you all the time, I bet.
Not on me, but, you know, I know what boundaries to push. I know what boundaries. Like, here's what's great about being married to a person. I know one thing I can say that make her so mad, and she knows one thing she can say to make me so mad, you know. And that, but you don't say it.
You just don't say it.
You don't say it.
No, you don't say it.
That's what's so amazing. Like, I know all her buttons, and she knows all my buttons.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't push them.
Yeah, you can't do it. Is there one thing around the house that she absolutely like is meticulous about, and you better put like a towel or something, like your clothes? Or
you know what? It's just more about just I don't make the bed.
Oh.
Because I've never made the bed.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that's dumb.
Yeah, dude. Yes.
Wait. It's good to make the bed.
Why?
Because it's neat and makes it feel good when you come in the room, like it's clean and organized.
I don't care about that. I do care about, it does feel better when you get in at night, though.
It does.
It does. So
I turn down, you know what I mean?
But I also told my wife at the beginning when we got married, there's things I don't do. And making the bed is one. And this is before we got married.
Yeah, you let her know.
I say, I don't do that. I got to watch Miami Hurricanes because I'm a big Miami Hurricanes fan.
Okay.
And we put it into our vows where it's like.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
No, you didn't.
You like that hurricane football.
That's the prenup watch. You got.
Yes, I got. Because here's the thing. For all you married people who are about to be married, I am telling you right now, guy or female, tell your partner exactly what you need. And like, Miami football is not a discussion. Like, I'm going, no matter, it could be your birthday, it could be our wedding day. Those 3 hours are my 3 hours in this relationship. And I just told her like three things and she was fine with it. And then she goes, well, when I want to watch a pageant, she's a pageant. Loves
I
pageant.
Was just about to ask.
She has
to have some stipulations.
And she goes, you got to watch that. And we set it in our vows too, just to make sure everybody
knew. So you watch pageants?
Yes. And it's
funny
the worst.
How she feels about hurricane football.
That's how she, but yeah. I have to watch, because I said I was going to watch him. But the problem is, like, all her friends are like Miss, she's was top 10, and all her friends are like Miss Universe, Miss USA.
Oh, we've seen her. We've seen your wife.
And when I was in LA, she would invite all these girls over, and then it's a trap, right? Because she goes, hey, why don't you watch the pageants with us and tell us what girls you like? I'm like, No.
So, no one's more beautiful than you,
game.
Honey.
No, exactly. Yeah, so I would literally, I would just leave. I would be like, nope, I'm not. This is a trap. And ladies love to set traps on purpose, and I'm not following them. No, that's one I see.
No. It's not on purpose. It's testing you. It's a test.
Isn't that on purpose?
Not really.
When you test someone,
there's different. It's not to start an argument. It's just to make sure we're still dating, like you said.
It sounds like a trap to me. Sounds like a trap.
Yes.
They drop landmines everywhere. Like, oh, so what do you think about that one? She looks nice, doesn't she?
Do you have habits that she doesn't like? Do you play video games? Do the kids play video games?
I don't game. The only thing... Oh, so I used to, and I talk about this in my comedy. Like, my dad said to stay married, don't ever say the first or second thing that pops into your head. Always say the third.
That's sound advice.
So I remember when we first got married, I would say the first thing, and that got me in trouble. So then I started not saying anything. I just shake my head, and now she hates when I shake my head.
Says, can you say something? Can you respond?
Because the thing is, I've gone from saying the first thing to when she says something, I just, and then she's like, stop shaking your head. I was like, what can I do then?
Say something, but you don't want to say the. Now I understand.
Yeah.
So you're just trying not to say the wrong thing.
I'm going
to
lose the situation if that's what it is.
Yeah, so I go from not saying. So I try to say the third thing. It goes through filters. You know, you're like, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. That thing. And then you wind up saying, we should look that up. You know,
Michael,
it goes from that's the dumbest thing to we should look it up to see who's right.
Well, I think that's amazing advice, because if you just start popping off, then both people are popping off. You say things you don't don't mean.
Yes.
That you can't come back from. And words hurt.
Words do hurt.
They do. They do.
The words are bad.
They are.
And they just rip people apart. Look what's going on today. They're ripping people apart.
Yes.
But what also words can do is bring people together.
Yes. That's right.
And that's what my comedy
and
does.
I was gonna say, that's what's going to happen.
My comedy brings people together.
Yes. Mm.
Now, let's talk about the name. It's a true.
I love going on TV because they can't say it like they're supposed to say it because they don't want to get canceled.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a white guy will be like, well, the name of the comedy tour is It's a True. And I'm like, no, it's a true. It's a true.
How much more can you get away with being biracial?
Oh, I can get away with everything. It's the best. Like, you know who gave me the best advice? And I don't know if I ever do it because I'm not that type of comic. But Darnell Rollins, who's very funny,
very funny,
part of Dave Chappelle group. Mm-hmm. He goes, just imagine if you ever decided to go that way and be like a racy comic.
Yeah.
You could do a Dave Chappelle show, but throw the Asian in too.
You could do that.
And get away with, how great would that be?
That'd be insane.
Like, I have so many bits in my head, like, I want to put on camera, and I'm going to get a production company to do it.
You should do it.
Where getting pulled over, I play the black person getting pulled over, and then I play the Asian person, and they're two different experiences. Like, I just picture the Asian guy, like, going to the glove box and turning around, going, ah, and then the cop's, like, not doing anything.
He's like, yeah.
And that, yeah, so there's all this funny stuff about being black and Asian, like, you know, walking into a convenience store and, you know, and then kicking yourself out because you're getting in there too long.
So that is something, you're crazy. I miss the days though we could just have fun and not be hateful with it, but silly with it. Does that make sense?
No, well, I love being silly.
But you're not bringing people down. You're just laughing at.
But here's
what's
what I
true.
Do. Here's what I do is. It's hard for people to get mad at my comedy because I tell my story. Yeah. I never yell at people like, y'all are doing this. I go, here's my story.
Yeah.
And I'm making jokes about me. So I make sure in my comedy, it's all about family, no politics. It's not dividing.
Love it.
Hey, these are my stories. Enjoy them. Take from them what you will. Yes. But these happened to me and you can't tell me it didn't happen to me. Now, if I said a story about a new story, then that's just my opinion about that. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give you my opinion about what happened to me.
You're going
to
tell your life story.
Talk about your wife,
your kids, your mom, your dad, your experiences. And guess what? Other people can relate as well. And
because
it becomes funny.
Exactly. Because everybody in their house has a mom or a person in their family that's just crude and says whatever they want. Everybody got an old person in their family that, you know, just don't know what they're doing anytime. And
my nana, if you want to meet a racist person, to an older Hispanic woman, I'm just saying.
No, and they say the racist things, but they don't know any. Well, they know better, but they still
they don't know any better.
They don't care
a little bit.
Exactly.
Well, you're starting to see Denzel Washington. He's getting older. Now he's just
You're right, dude.
I saw him on the red carpet recently. I said, what is going on with him?
I see it in my parents. Once you reach a certain age, you do not care. And I can't wait till I'm a comedian. I will come out with a special when I'm like 70 years old called, here's all the things I really wanted to say.
You know? I can't wait for that one.
Because then I don't get, and that'll be the one that really blows me.
It will be.
I'll be like, I should have done this a long time ago.
Michael Yo, Saturday night. Look, born and raised in Houston. Family still lives here. We got to support. He's at the House of Blues. He's in the theater. He's not in the little room.
Hello.
I want to thank you for taking the time.
No,
you were working
you
yesterday.
Look, you've always supported me, and I always come through. And wherever you are, I will be there because, like I said, this is when I first started my comedy journey.
I remember, yeah.
Y'all were there like 10 years ago, and I really appreciate y'all still being there. And, man, it means a lot that you're in my hometown, Houston, Texas, and I get to share time with
Michael,
you.
It's good to be home. I'm a Texas girl. You have no idea. When I got the call, Otto was like, let's go. I said, let's go.
Let's go.
Michael, yo, thank you so much. We'll see you
thank
Saturday
you.
Night.
Yes.
Woo! The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.